This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Yeah, well, we're off and running in hour number two. Thank you for being here. We're still taking your calls on the Secret Service lady that said she wouldn't take a bullet for the president. She's on paid leave. I think she should just be left to leave. But we will continue to take your calls on that throughout the rest of the evening. And we have in the ladies' lounge tonight a longtime favorite in the ladies' lounge. Even before this broadcast had the ladies' lounge, we had the ladies' lounge on the nightly basis. Carol Markowitz of the New York Post. She's in the house and she's here now. Hello, Lady Carol. Glad you're with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Love being on with you.
Yeah. Well, I know that it was either this or playing poker tonight, and I know how much you hate poker. So
Tough decision, yeah. You know.
Okay. No, actually, the toughest thing we have going on tonight is this running question that there's these the Japanese scientists that have come up with this study where they said that cats have now pulled into a tie of smarts with dogs. Now, Carol, you and I, of all the things we've talked about, I don't know, a half a gazillion different things on the air. We've never covered the canine versus feline.
Say on the record, which animal's better?
Which one's smarter? The scientists are saying that the cats have pulled into a tie. I have, a young man, Ivan, here, who also in another one of his, he does like 5,000 different jobs. One of them is he's a man in blue with a badge and a gun sometimes.
Wow.
And he says he's never seen a bomb-sniffing cat. So, he's saying, dogs keep us safe. I'm a dog person. I love dogs. I think dogs are friendly. I think that they're easy to train. I think that they love you kind of regardless. I mean, you can even beat dogs sometimes and they'll keep coming back to you. I'm not advising that. But a cat, I don't know of a living cat that's a useful being. Like, I honestly don't. Like, I see one, they take a swipe at me. I just walking down the sidewalk, minding my own business. They jump out of the 47th floor of the Fox building. They land on my head and claw my face to death. Like, it's like the worst horror movie you can have to have a cat.
I don't feel that this is any kind of personal attack on you, right?
No. I'm not. No, the cats hate me. They absolutely hate me. So if Carol Markowitz was participating in the survey tonight, would she side with Team Dog or Team Cat in terms of which species you think is smarter?
Oh, so tough. I'm allergic to both, so I avoid them both at all costs. But, that bomb-sniffing dog comment is actually really good because we really don't have cat bomb-sniffing cats.
Yeah.
So, maybe he's right. Maybe that's the truth.
I've never seen anyone being able to take their cat for a walk on a leash, much less get him to sniff bags.
Oh, I don't know. You haven't seen? There's all these new, cat cafes around New York City. People are taking their cats to cafes.
No. They do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a thing.
How do they pay the rent for those places? I know how much places are in New York City. How do you pay
Have you met people who have cats and how obsessed they are with them?
Sort of, which makes me disturbed for free society, actually. Okay, well, so you're voting dog then. You're voting dogs can sniff out bombs. They get your vote.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go with that. Dogs are also cute, right? I mean, cats seem smart, though. That's the tough thing. It's like they seem like they could survive without us.
Every house
seem like they would fall apart without us.
Every house that I've been in that have both, the cat always has the upper hand. Like, they can... They're the size of Yoda, but they can kick the crap out of Darth Vader. Like, it's just amazing. And he's, like, 7 feet tall.
Have you seen that meme? The meme where it's like, if cats were the size of dogs, they'd be illegal?
Well, they are illegal when they're cheetahs and lions and stuff like that. But that's weird because my favorite literary character of all time is Aslan from C.S. Lewis. So the fact that Aslan is a cat and I'm like good with him, but I actually just want to kill every other cat that I see. I just want to. I pack 1,000 of them in a grocery bag and throw them into the Hudson. I think that's a good start. Like, I'm not kind to cats. I don't think cats.
Oh man,
are good.
You're gonna have all the cat cafe people in New York City going after you, Kevin.
Good.
I'm worried for you.
Good. Bring it on, because if you're hiding behind your cat, man, I got thick skin. I've been toughened by the best of them out there. Anyway, Carol Markowitz is a contributor to the New York Post. She writes every Monday, most weeks every Monday. Sometimes she gets bumped for other things, but she writes about the coolest things. Before we get into your last couple of columns, Carol, first of all, thanks for coming back on a Saturday night. The press is melting down because they actually have a president who likes to get up and go to work every morning, and he works the full day, and he's signed about a gazillion executive stoppages,
right,
or orders in his first 5 days. And he's done more in 5 days than I think Obama did in 8 years. And they're having an absolute cow that when he signs things,
yeah,
they go into effect. And that's being seen,
yeah,
partly tonight at the drama with JFK. Now, the judge in Brooklyn, your hometown, has said that if they've got a valid visa, they can stay for now. That's officially happened, so hopefully that all stuff's calming down.
Right.
But what's your general consensus of Trump on week one, and what kind of grade would you give him in terms of how he's doing?
You know, I'm mixed, because on one hand, I do like some of the stuff he's doing, but it's funny because, so he's doing all these executive orders and people are like, oh my God, I didn't know the president could just do stuff like this. Well, Obama did executive orders throughout his whole presidency.
Right.
His big line was, I have a phone and a pen, and nobody cared, right? It was like, oh, he's doing stuff I agree with, so I don't care that he's using all this power. And I'm afraid of the president having too much power, and I don't care who the president is. So it's a little galling to see people who ignored the last 8 years suddenly wake up and realize that the president suddenly has too much power because,
right,
of things that Obama did. It's a tough call. I feel like people voted for him for President Trump based on the things he said he would do, and he's doing them. And I don't have to necessarily agree with all the things that he's doing to say that he is living up to all of his campaign promises. And if that's an issue for people, they really should have
voted,
you know, campaigned differently, had a different candidate.
There's no doubt about it. Well, and let me just point out to people that do have some of those concerns listening tonight that more than half of what Donald Trump has been signing are things to stop what Obama did by this way.
Right,
and,
yes,
and the Democrats did two really stupid things. They did a ton of stuff through executive action, which is primarily the president doing exactly what now Trump's undoing.
Mm-hmm.
The other part is Harry Reid invoked the nuclear option on the filibuster
exactly,
in the Senate.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to like getting judges approved, now that they're not in power, they're not going to be able to stop a judge that they may not really, they probably don't want a Scalia-type judge to get approved. There's nothing they can do to stop it because Harry Reid, their former great leader, said, no, just 51 votes will get it done. The Republicans went, okay, we've held the majority here. We'll get that done. And that's all they have to do.
Yeah, they behaved as if a Republican would never be president ever again. And I really feel like they bought that. They believe that, like, we'll add all this power to the presidency because we'll never have a Republican president ever again. And here we are with a Republican president, and they don't know what to do with themselves. It's a lesson. I wonder if they take it. I'm not sure that they will.
And you know, my lovely bride and I were talking about the executive orders this morning, and I said, you know, I'm really uncomfortable with any president that takes a ton of executive action.
Right.
But
right.
I said, in order to undo what Obama's done, Trump has to do
absolutely
a whole bunch of this stuff right away. But then wouldn't it be great if, like, once that is all done, then you're done for the rest of your presidency? Wouldn't it be great if, like, after a month in office, he doesn't sign another executive order until he's out? And depending on what happens with legislation, he might actually be able to pull that off. There's even people speculating now, Carol, that he may not even run for a second term if he's able to accomplish what his checklist was in the campaign. You know, he gets the jobs and the trade and all that stuff taken care of. He may sit down at the end of 4 years.
It's possible. You know, I feel like a President Kevin McCullough would wrap up all the executive orders and not do any more. But I think power is something that people have a really hard time letting go of. And I don't see Donald Trump going to be different from everybody else on this. It's tough to, once you do have the pen and the phone and you could do whatever you want, it's tough to let go of that.
Yeah.
So We'll see. I mean, I'm with you, obviously. I hope that we limit presidential power like we were always supposed to. But all the people who didn't say boo for the last 8 years, it's kind of hard to listen to them now.
Crying in their tea time now, that's
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Now they're like, oh, the president has all this power. Like, well, gee, where did he get that from?
Exactly. We're talking with Carol Markowitz, who's a writer for the New York Post, and she's written on a couple of things that are very, very intriguing. Before our first break, Carol, you wrote about the Women's March, which was a weekend ago, and then the March for Life just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of speculation about the contrast and the comparing of the two, just from the basic idea of which one embraced women more fully. So as a woman who has opinions about such things, how do you assess what these two marches meant?
Well, for one thing, it was a great, you know, that we've been talking about this bubble since the election. Like, do you live in a bubble? Is your life in a bubble where you don't know people who don't agree with you? And I think you'll find that most women who went to the pro-life march also have friends who went to the march, Women's March the week before. It's a very, I haven't met a single
Okay, Carol, hold that thought. We're coming right back. She's live in Brooklyn. We're live from New York. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelationthemovie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
What a little moonlight can do.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome back. Nice shot on Biz TV right there of Times Square from, I don't know, the 48th floor of one of those buildings. Great, great picture of what's going on tonight in the world's greatest city. And just across the East River from there, our guest is biding her evening with her family as she normally does on Saturday evenings. She's probably got her column for Monday in the hopper. She's probably been working on that, perfecting it. It is written perfection when you read Carol Margowitz in the New York Post, by the way, which I would encourage you to do no matter where you live across the country at the NewYorkPost.com every Monday. But Carol, we were talking about the women's marches. You're welcome.
Yeah.
We were talking about the women's marches, and you said we probably know people that marched in both.
Right.
That would be true for me, but I got really upset with my friends that marched in the women's march.
Right.
Just fessing up
the
here.
The thing
but
I would say is when I spoke to friends of mine who marched in the women's march, they didn't know anybody marching in the pro-life march. We keep talking about these bubbles, and the pushback is like, oh, I live in a city. I'm not in a bubble. I know people of all different, you know, races and religions and et cetera, but they don't know anybody of different political backgrounds.
Hmm.
And that's really an issue going forward, is that they don't know anybody who doesn't think exactly like them. If you ask people who marched in the Women's March, do you know anybody at the March for Life? And they almost, you know, I haven't met anybody yet who marched the Women's March who knows somebody in the March for
Life. Isn't that funny?
It's absolutely a test of bubbleness, and people are, you know, you see where people are.
Well, the March for Life made some news this year because the executive branch has been supportive of it from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
George W. Bush, I believe, recorded video greetings that were played.
Yeah.
But this year, Vice President Mike Pence and Chief Counsel to Donald Trump, Kellyanne Conway, both came and spoke.
Amazing.
And brought, by the way, greetings from the president expressing his full support. How significant
is
it?
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
Extremely significant. And, you know, I would have to say that if you ask me during the election, is Donald Trump as president going to be very supportive of pro-life causes, I think I would have said no. And it just adds to other things I've been wrong about. I freely admitted, I did not see a Donald Trump presidency.
Well, and that's not why I was
supportive.
That's not really why I was asking, Carol. This isn't a you were wrong segment.
You could say it, Kevin. I know you want to.
No. I don't. I don't have any ill will, because look, I doubted Trump for a long time too. But I just made the decision that I couldn't support Hillary, and he was my only other option. But let's go back to Pence being there. What does that signify?
Amazing.
That the executive branch and the second highest person in the country acknowledge that there were 525,000 or so gathered to March for Life?
Well, for one thing, it shows we're not afraid. We're not afraid to be this. We're not afraid to be pro-life. And it's a tell.
Does that bode well for the Supreme Court person that they're probably going to name within the next week?
Absolutely. I think it's definitely going to be somebody that people at that march are going to be happy with.
Wow.
And it's a giant surprise, I think, and it's a great way forward for the Trump administration when it comes to pro-life causes.
Yeah. We're speaking with Carol Markowitz. You can read her in the New York Post every Monday. She's also got her own website, alarmingnews.com. Carol, let's talk about, for a second, your other column that you've written recently, which is the absence of teaching American history in the nation's public schools. Now, this is, to me, this verges on criminal. You don't go that far in your column, but what did it speak to you, and why did you feel so strongly about writing it?
You know, My daughter is only in first grade. She's my oldest child. And it might seem, that seems young, right? First grade, like how much history can they learn? But she's been in the New York Public City school system for 3 years now, for pre-K, for kindergarten, and first grade. And I've noticed that the only historical figure that she knows about is Martin Luther King Jr. It's the only one that she's been taught about. And I love Martin Luther King. This is not an anti-MLK thing at all. It's just he can't be the sum total of history that our kids learn. And what I've found in talking to teachers is that they're afraid. They're afraid of complaining parents, especially in places like New York where, you know, if they teach about Christopher Columbus or they teach about George Washington or Abraham Lincoln and they feel like if you teach too positive a story about these people, if you don't, for example, say that George Washington, yes, he was this incredible general and he's responsible for our nation's founding, but if you don't also teach that he owned slaves and he wasn't a perfect person, then you shouldn't teach it at all. And that's where they're going. They don't want to hear complaining parents who don't want certain aspects of history taught, and so they're choosing, you know what, I'm just not going to teach it at all.
Wow.
And they were already teaching the minimum. They were teaching what was called a holiday curriculum, where they don't teach history, but they teach like Thanksgiving or President's Week or whatever, but they're even dialing that back because they don't want to offend anybody, and it's gotten really out of control.
So what do you propose they do? I mean, how do you get around the problem that there are snowflake parents that can't handle right. their precious little ones hearing the truth about their country?
It's tough because for the teachers I spoke to want to teach this history. They want to teach, you know, again, they don't want to be at first grade learning, you know, about the Magna Carta or whatever. They want to teach a relevant history at an appropriate age level, and they feel like they don't need to be explaining the somebody's personal history in order to get the point across to five-year-olds, and they want to be teaching this history. So I think as parents, we have to kind of encourage it. I emailed my daughter's teacher, and I said, hey, I just wanted to check in what you're going to be teaching for President's Week, and if you'd like, I'll come in and read a book to the kids, and parents need to get
Look
involved.
At you.
And that's,
wow.
that's the way it has to go, Kevin. I mean, we got to get involved here.
Yeah. Well, and the people, the group of friends that you and I run in, I know that there's a lot of us that feel the same way about that. And if we don't Right. If we don't take the time to do that, then we don't capture the real magic of what makes America, America. And one of the things, and my listeners may not all know this, but your family was an immigrant family from communist mm-hmm. Russia, and you
yeah.
celebrate your coming to America anniversary every year. So this is
yeah.
something that people, whether they're
right.
long time here or they're the first generation, they need to know
yeah.
what made America its unique status right. in the world.
That's exactly it. I feel like more often it's natural-born Americans who think that I'm going to be offended by them teaching about George Washington or something like that. You know, my daughter's school last year, she went to a different school, and they didn't do the Pledge of Allegiance. And when I emailed the PTA, I was like, hey, you know, I've noticed you don't do the Pledge of Allegiance. And I didn't throw in that it is New York State law to do Pledge of Allegiance every day. But I said, you know, you don't do the Pledge of Allegiance, can you start doing it? And they're like, you know, we have people, we have, you know, kids who are kids of immigrants, and we don't want to offend anybody. And I was like, I'm an immigrant. My husband's an immigrant. We want the pledge. Like,
yeah.
this is not, you're not offending anybody. You're making us feel like we're Americans, just like everybody else, when you say the pledge, and my kids say the pledge with your kids.
Yeah, very, very compelling stuff. And friends, you should read it. It's the article on why they're not teaching American history in the public schools. It's at the New York Post. Actually, you can just find all of her archive stuff under Carol Markowitz. Her Twitter is at KAROL. Somehow she snagged one of the coolest Twitter handles
you know
that's
you
out
are
there.
At Kevin, right?
Yeah, but you know how much I'd have to pay to get it? Yes, I will never have that privilege. Hey, Carol, it's always fun to catch up to you. Thanks so much.
It was so awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and we'll do it again soon. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. We had our topic. It's still underway. Do you believe that this Secret Service woman that I was telling you about earlier, who said she can't take a bullet for the president, do you think she should still even have a job? We'll come back with that. And your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome. It's been a busy show. And, man, we our phone lines have just been blowing up all night. And we are grateful to have Carol with us. She doesn't get to come on Saturdays very often, so when she's able to get here, and I know she's a fan favorite. She's one of those really clear thinkers, and what she writes in the Post is just it's so well done, and she's really a hidden talent. We are very fortunate to have her with us. But I'm also fortunate to get to talk to you. So in all 50 states across all kinds of different platforms, we reach out every Saturday night. We talk about things that are bubbling in the news, and this this story kind of was under the radar screen, but I found it, and I have discovered that it's actually impassioned a lot of response. One of the interesting things about this story is that it demonstrates everything that's wrong with the political left in our country today, because they don't want to do anything that's helpful. They just want to get paid and stay home. This woman, she hates Donald Trump. She has said on her Facebook, I don't know if I can take the bullet for him, but she's on paid leave, eating Cheetos and moon pies, and watching As the World Vomits, or whatever it's on during the day. I don't know if she's watching soap operas or not. I'm making a point. I'm being facetious. 888-340-3373. And, of course, the much bigger issue is, are cats smarter than dogs? I'm on Team Dog, but I'm afraid that the cats are going to win. Let's talk to Rebecca calling from Garland, Texas, watching Biz TV tonight. Hello, Rebecca. Welcome. Glad you're here.
Hi, Kevin. It was good to see you tonight. And I was mostly concerned about the Secret Service woman.
Yeah.
I wonder if Clinton had won, would she have said the same thing?
Now, it doesn't sound like she would have.
I didn't see her report or anything. But I noticed that a lot of people who are saying that they weren't going to vote for Trump, it seems to me, since he won so many of these states, that it was not only the Republicans that were voting him in, it had to be some of the Democrats also.
Yep.
And I know for a fact that several of my neighbors here in Garland that voted said they were voting for the Democrat Party, when in reality, after the election, they voted Republican. And I think we voted for Obama, not really knowing him and his views. We took him at face value,
mm-hmm.
and we believed everything that he said. I voted Democrat at that point. I did vote for Obama. But his second term, I did not vote for him.
Yeah, no, because we had the mask was off at that point. Hey, Rebecca, I so appreciate what you're saying, and your point is so well taken. Thank you for your call. Thank you so much. The point is really well taken, what she said. There's no way Trump would have won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin if he had not penetrated Democratic voters. There was no way that he was going to win those states and not win over some people. In fact, if you look at the wins and where he got them, he got a lot of people that voted for him that had voted for Obama at least once in previous elections. And that's largely in the because of the trade and the production issue of bringing back production to America. People want Americans to work. We want our country to thrive. I know that causes some people in other countries a little bit of discomfort that we're looking out for Americans first right now, but we have done so much of the other for such a long time, and we have a lot of people hurting here. And I just think that, you know, the president has kept a torrid pace this first week in office, and if he continues to do this, and moving things at this level and keeping not only the press but his opponents so off kilter. He's got so many things working at once, they don't know which one to really criticize him for. So now they're just throwing hissy fits, opposing everything. Real quickly, let's go to Gino in the Bronx. Hello, Gino.
First of all, dogs are more useful than cats are to human beings, but cats are smarter because they get away with murder, and we still love them just as much. They get to lie around the house all day.
They sound like Bolshevik furniture. Democrats.
Yeah, poop and scoop all the time, and they get away with it. So that's settled. They've been around millions of years longer anyway. As far as the Secret Service agent, she should get an official reprimand, a written reprimand. She should get an involuntary transfer. Either you protect a member of the family if you don't want to protect the Trumpster, or you go back to the Treasury Department and you do counterfeiting work, because she could be reassigned.
That's an interesting thought. Gino, we're out of time. No, it's a great...
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
D when you call.
All right, live show. shot, beautiful shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. That's the main thing you're seeing there in the middle of your screen, and the Queensboro Bridge just north of that. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York. Of those of you listening by way of radio, I never want you to miss out on anything that's on the TV side of the broadcast. But we do we do a pretty good job around these parts. We produce this as though it's a TV show for the TV viewers, and then I try to make sure that if you're listening by radio, you've got everything filled in your imagination as well. Because radio is my favorite medium, hence the name Radio Night Live. It's primarily a radio broadcast. Anyway, grateful for our partnership with BizTV and with the good people of TechWorks.com as well. Now, if you've ever been in charge of setting up a network for your company, you know the problems that you have had in trying out different IT companies. They nickel and dime you for everything. They literally do. But they can't, they're not always on time. They don't follow through. They, when they don't fix things, they nickel and dime everything for, that they do for you after that. And TechWorks is a, is an IT services company, first of all, with unparalleled cybersecurity, unparalleled cloud services. In fact, they have other, companies trying to ask them for their for access to their cloud. They want to just sell their cloud because it's so well done. Friends, there is no better company to assess your IT needs than TechWorks.com. TechWerxe.com. It is spelled kind of funny, but I want to make sure you know how to. TechWorks.com. TechWerxe.com. Or call them 973-567-6404. 973-567-6404, 973-567-6404. When you call this week and you say, Kevin McCullough was talking about you, what they will do is they will set up a complimentary consultation for your network. People normally charge for these, but they will do a complete analysis of everything that your network has. They'll tell you where it's good, where it's bad, what the strengths are. If there's things that can be improved, they'll let you know. If there's nothing that needs to be done, they'll let you know that as well. But they are incentivized to never make you wait longer than 60 minutes on a service call. They are incentivized to keep your network working at its optimal basis. In other words, they don't nickel and dime. They get everything fixed every time that they check on it, because they know that if you're underperforming on the network, if your network's not up, then your people, your profits, and your process are all working less than optimum, and they want to make sure that you're able to do it. So again, it's TechWorks.com. Nick, put that up on the screen one more time for people that are watching by way of TV. If you're a business owner, you want to call them this week and make sure that your company is set for 2017. 973-567-6404. 973-567-6404. All right, we're talking about cats and dogs, which one's smarter. We're also talking about whether or not this Secret Service woman who put on her social media last week that she didn't know if she could take a bullet for the big guy. She called him a misogynist. She called him a bigot. She said, I'm not supposed to talk about these things because the Hatch Act forbids me to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Now she's been put on paid leave. I don't like paying her salary while she's not working. Get back to work. Or quit. I don't want to pay your salary. I'm not your permanent ho-ho supplier. Your Yoo-hoo drink mix supplier. No, no, no. You get to work. And now I don't know if I can trust her. Because once you've said something like that, how do I know if the moment comes that you're not going to just like turn sideways and let that bullet hit him? I don't know that I have confidence in you after what you've said. 888-340-3373. Tom is in Pennsylvania, Allentown area. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I tend to believe a dog's smarter just by the fact that dogs tend to have a better memory. So, cats don't show that memorization capability.
Yeah. Actually, the Japanese scientists that did the study said that's one of the reasons why they moved them into the tie category for intelligence, because they were able to uncover that there are memory capacities for the cat not previously discovered. Don't ask me how they figured it out. I have no idea. On the Secret Service agent, what's your thoughts there?
They got to get rid of her.
Yeah.
The fact is she breached her contract. And who knows what, secrets that she knows, the Secret Service's routine, things like that. So she's actually posing a threat.
Yeah, she's a security risk in my mind. Thank you, Tom, for the call. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa, listening on 99.3 FM there. Frank is with us. Hello, Frank.
Well, Kevin, since I have neither, I don't have a dog in the fight. Right, somebody didn't come up with that. But in my opinion, since cats are devious and dogs are just stupid for the most part, I can excuse stupid before I can excuse devious.
So you think devious makes cats smarter? They're the smarter of the two, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they're probably smarter, but it depends what you want to excuse.
They are devious. They're like the devil with fur. That's as far as I'm concerned.
But listen, this Secret Service agent, I mean, two things about her. I mean, one, she ought to be canned immediately. You know, imagine her saying this in the past administration, the name she would have been called. And if my math is right, if she's been a Secret Service agent 23 years, that means she would have either taken a bullet for or from Bill. So what's that say about her?
The for or from, you had me fascinated with that construction there. And that's true. Frank, thanks for the call. It's true. You didn't have a problem with him? And he's a rapist. Bill Clinton is an unindicted rapist, at least according to the testimony of the women that he raped. And he never let it go to court. So you say, oh, he never got his day in court. Not because the women that he raped didn't want their day in court. So let's have a free and fair hearing of those facts. Juanita Broderick would be glad to testify. Anyway, we'll get more of your calls if you've got them on the Secret Service woman. I think she should be let go. I do. Even if we have to pay benefits or back pay or whatever else, I think it's better to just get her off the rolls and be done with her. Send her on her way and be done with it altogether. 888-340-3373. Now, when we come back, I'm going to show you and let you hear exactly how to handle in the best way I've ever seen handled people that are dissatisfied with America. The Asian librarian from a university is the man when we return.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
It's Radio Night Live from New York. Thank you for making us part of your Saturday night. If you're watching on the Biz TV network, beginning at the top of the next hour, it's going to flip right over and start all over again. So if you missed any of it, and it's a great show tonight, I would highly encourage you to get the full 2 hours. But those of you that are in Radio Land, we will be parting ways at the end of this hour, end of this segment. So thank you for making it another fun night here in New York at Radio Night Live. Next week, the immaculate Kaylee McEnany will be with us. She is a CNN contributor. And she's a longtime friend of the broadcast, and we look forward to having her back. So I hope that she'll be here. We've been talking about the Secret Service woman all night. Let's quickly get Dave's call from Reno, Nevada, listening to 99.1 FM. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
The thing is that the Secret Service has left. It's not in the Treasury Department any longer. It's under Homeland Security. So the quality of the people there and the able to, they would have vetted her a while ago. And it's the same problem with the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard is now under Homeland Security and not under Treasury and then under the Department of the Navy during wartime. So those two agencies are...
They're kind of watered down then. That's too bad. Thanks, Dave, for the call. Appreciate that. Well, so how do you handle people that are really virulently anti-Trump? Let me take you to a little exhibit of how someone handled it recently. Now, the New York Post ran this video. This is a protest that was taking place inside of a university's library. Not a very smart place to do this, but I feel like this guy pretty much put them in place. Take a listen to what happened here. They're using a megaphone, by the way, in the library.
Hey! Hey! This is library. This is library.
This guy has become an instant hero. They even memed him. For those of you that don't know what a meme is, he's become a meme. They were literally trying to protest Trump in a university library. Dude, don't come between the grad students and their library. That's just taking death into your hands, man. You're just asking for it at that point. Don't do that. Don't do that to the grad school students. And I don't know. I mean, you know. Who knows but that he could have gone all Bruce Lee on him. And, you know, then what would they have been doing at that point in time? But shut him down completely. And that's why I think it's a good term to use. So I'm going to start using it a lot. Hey! Hey! This is library. I mean, stop. Cut it out at that point in time. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you to TechWorks. Thank you to MyPillow.com. Thank you to Carol Markowitz for joining us. And thank you to you for always giving us your attention, your phone calls, your conversation. We don't take any of it for granted, and we have a lot of fun. And we always look forward to being back with you here on Radio Night Live. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.